Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Steven from Waltham.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. And Kennedy is now headed into that soundproof booth where she won't be able to hear anything that's happening on the air. Question number one. The California home where Robin Williams died just sold for $5.35 million. Robin lent his voice to one of the biggest animated Disney movies of all time. Who did he portray?
Oh, man. You said Mork and Mindy. I would have got it. I don't know. Sorry.
Question number two. It would have been legendary comedian Rodney Dangerfield's birthday on Sunday. He always said he didn't get no what?
Respect.
Deadpool 3 is happening, and it's being written by the Emmy-winning writers of Bob's Burgers. Name one of the three Belcher children on Bob's Burgers.
Don't know. Sorry, Carson.
That's all right. Question number four. The Energizer Bunny, one of the most famous ad campaigns of the last several decades, but it didn't help sales. In fact, sales went down. What was the Energizer Bunny's, what was he advertising?
Keeps on going.
Yeah, but what was the product?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a bunny. I'm sorry. It was a battery.
There you go. Question number five. The latest episode of The Mandalorian is making waves because of an incident where a crew member is clearly visible in the background of a scene.
So good.
Which hugely popular show sparked similar outcry when there was what looked like a Starbucks coffee cup on the table of a scene?
Don't know.
All right. That's okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. So I hear your nickname is Elvis, Steven. Is that right?
My middle name is Elvis. Yes.
What?
Your middle name is
Kennedy? Yeah, Kennedy's dog. And by the way, it's raining cats and dogs out now, guys. Well, no pun intended, but it's foreign.
It is bad. Thank you, Elvis. Elvis is in the building, Kennedy. He has not, in fact, left.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Two out of five correct.
All right.
For Elvis. The California home where Robin Williams died just sold for a little over $5 million. Robin lent his voice to one of the biggest animated Disney movies of all time. Who did he portray?
The genie in Aladdin?
1-0. Question number two. It would have been legendary comedian Rodney Dangerfield's birthday on Sunday. He always said he didn't get no what?
Respect.
2-1. Deadpool 3 is happening, and it's being written by the Emmy-winning writers of Bob's Burgers. Name one of the three Belcher children on Bob's Burgers.
Tina.
That is correct. Louise and Jean, 3-1. The Energizer Bunny, one of the most famous ad campaigns of the last several decades, but it didn't help sales. In fact, sales went down. What was the Energizer Bunny advertising?
Batteries.
There you go. Energizer batteries, of course. 4-2. Question number five. The latest episode of The Mandalorian is making waves because of an incident where a crew member is clearly visible in the background of a scene. Which hugely popular show sparked similar outcry when there was what looked like a Starbucks coffee cup on the table of a
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Yes.
They had pumpkin spice in Winterfell, apparently.
Whose was it?
Well, I'm sorry, Stephen. You do not get the $100. Kennedy gets the win. Congratulations, Kennedy. Nice job. But I do have good news for you. I have 4 tickets to go to Zoo New England. You can actually pick. You got 4 tickets to Franklin Park or Stone Zoo. You can check out Boston Lights at Franklin Park Zoo for an evening lantern experience. Make your reservation at franklinparkzoo.org right now. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you, Carson.
All right, Elvis, what do you want to say to go before you go?
My name is Stephen Elvis, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say hi to Heather.
Hello.
Hello.
Heather is from Braintree. Heather, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure, think of that.
Thanks, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Heather. And all you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. And we're going to give you all the money we can.
Which is...
Oh, I hope so.
It's all the money that Sal will let us give away of his, which is $100 at a time. And he's got millions of dollars. And he said we could give it away.
On his, that he just picks them from his trees.
Right. But we can only do it $100 at a time. Here we go. Question number 1. Chris Pratt jokingly told Chris Hemsworth he needs to stop working out and put on 25 pounds or so. Which Chris is married to Katherine Schwarzenegger?
Chris Pratt.
Katy Perry and Darius Rucker performed a stripped-down version of the song Only Love. Darius Rucker is the frontman for which band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Shawn Mendes joined Justin Bieber to perform their new song together during Justin's AMA performance, where he sang a medley of his songs. What is their new song together that was released this past Friday?
Oh.
Hey.
Holy?
Question number 4. Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello celebrated their 5th wedding anniversary over the weekend. Sofia Vergara starred as who in Modern Family?
Oh my God,
it's going to
tip my tongue.
Nanny's
mother.
it's not wrong.
Candace Cameron faced some backlash for a photo with her husband where he got a little handsy. She said, "Sex is the blessing of marriage." Candace Cameron starred as DJ Tanner in Full House. Who was her annoying best friend on the show?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Look at you. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're going to complain about a married couple getting handsy?
Ridiculous. His hand is just like over her chest.
Oh my gosh.
It's really not that big of a deal.
Kennedy, Heather got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
All right. We got to get through this. Heather is dropping her friend off at Logan. Where's your friend going?
I am. He's going to Florida to visit his mother.
Oh. Gonna get on an airplane.
So,
that sounds safe.
Can't judge.
Airplanes are incredibly safe. Dr. Sal said it himself.
Airplanes are safer than the restaurants, is what he said. The airport now. I cannot say anything about that.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Chris Pratt jokingly told Chris Hemsworth he needs to stop working out and put on 25 pounds or so. Which Chris is married to Katherine Schwarzenegger?
Pratt.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Katy Perry and Darius Rucker performed a stripped-down version of the song Only Love. Darius Rucker is the frontman for which band?
Hootie the Blowfish.
Tied at 2, question number 3. Shawn Mendes joined Justin Bieber to perform their new song together during Justin's AMA performance, where he performed a medley of his songs. What is their new song together called? It was released on Friday.
Monster.
Look at you, Kennedy. 3-2, question number 4. Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello celebrated their 5th wedding anniversary. I'm sorry, Kennedy.
It's a whole lot of pretty.
They're just such a cute couple, though.
I know.
So beautiful.
Well, I'll let you know when they break up, okay?
It's all right. I don't think they ever will. They're adorable.
Sofia Vergara starred as whom in Modern Family?
Well, I don't know her name. I don't know.
Gloria. 3-2, question number 5. Candace Cameron faced some backlash for a photo with her husband where he got a little handsy. And she said, sex is the blessing of marriage.
Go ahead, girl.
Candace Cameron starred as DJ Tanner in Full House. Who was her annoying best friend on the show?
Kimmy.
That is correct. Yes. Kimmy Gibbler, to be exact.
The annoying neighbor kid was a staple of 90s sitcoms. Urkel, Roger from Sister Sister.
Can I do that?
4-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Heather, I'm sorry you don't get the win. We do appreciate you listening to the show this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Heather from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.